The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ben Phillips with the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Good morning, Sabrina Smedley. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ben. Good morning. And it has been another great week in Hamilton County and another great week in the mortgage and the real estate industry.
Indeed, it has. Rates are still low.
Exactly.
Payments are still low. The Chattanooga market is still hot.
And
the temperature's dropping, so it kind of feels good.
I tell you, I'm loving this temperature change. I was beginning to think that fall was never, ever going to get here. As a matter of fact, as you know, I had to go out of town, go up north just to get some cool weather and to see some leaves changing. So I'm so excited. And we've got a lot of things since fall is finally here. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to get your lawn ready for fall, things you need to do
right
to maintain your lawn. Right. Keep it beautiful before winter gets here.
And we also have 14 fall tips for decorating the home.
Yeah, so these are inexpensive ways to decorate.
Yeah, so we're just kind of falling into fall, you know?
Yep.
And it's going to be an exciting day. But hey, you know what? Real quick, tell me about your trip, if you don't mind sharing a little bit. I mean, to go up north this time of year.
We went to Vermont. Yeah.
Okay, so you went to Vermont. So the leaves, how was that?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so I'm one of these. I always pick a random place to go in the fall just for a long weekend trip, and I always try to pick some place that we've never been. And so I actually planned this trip back in July, and I thought, you know what? I want to go to Vermont because I've never been. And so started looking it up, and we picked a little town called Manchester. Really a neat city. Everything, when you drive in, it is very distinct. Everything looks like a house. And even their commercial developments, their Outlet Mall, Ann Taylor, all those stores, Orvis.
Okay.
They're home of the big Orvis box store as well. They've got the fly fishing school there and everything.
Wow.
So it's big.
I think
big town for fly fishermen. But everything looks like a house. The hotels, everything.
So hold on a second. So your McDonald's and stuff like that looks like a house?
McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, everything looks like a house, like a big touring house. Very beautiful.
That sounds really cool. So this is more. This is just like Hilton Head, Santa Rosa Beach, where they make the homes, they make the businesses sort of look homey.
You know,
in the woods feel, you know?
I really like that, though, because, you know, when a business comes in, you don't feel like it's impeding on a residential neighborhood or something like that. Everything looks the same, and everything had really good landscape and buffers and everything. Just a really, really, really neat town. So we had a good time, but it was just great going up north, getting some colder temperatures, getting to see the beautiful leaves changing, and wearing my North Face jacket.
Oh, that's nice.
And my boots. So
I'm going to have to get you a dartboard so that you can have like a little map of the U.S., and we'll just, you know, you just throw a dart and see where it hits you. How do you go about choosing a random place to go visit?
I just do. You know, last year we went to Boston. I'd never been to Boston, Massachusetts, and I just picked it.
Do you have like a goal to just keep visiting different places every year?
Oh, yeah.
That's really awesome. Yeah. We need to do that.
It's like a fall thing just for a long weekend. And I'm very strategic in how I plan our flights and everything. I always make sure that we fly in very early on Friday and leave very late on Monday so that you've got four full days
wherever
we go. So we had a great time, though, but glad to be back. And I tell you, I about sold all my listings before I got gone. So, you know, it worked out. Thank goodness, got some more coming on the market. But as you know, I listed four right before I left. All four of them were gone, most of them with multiple offers. And,
that's
you know,
so awesome.
You guys are doing several loans for me right now, too. So I know
we are. You got to
keep each other busy.
You're keeping my phone lines busy, Sabrina.
So, speaking of loans. What are the rates running right now, Ben? Have they changed over the past week?
The rates are pretty unchanged. I mean, we're seeing a little bit of movement we're seeing a little bit of movement this week, but you're still at a 3.675, folks, on a 30-year with 20% down.
That's awesome.
Just about, fantastic credit. Here's the cool thing, though. Even if you have a 660 credit score, you can still get around 4.0.
See, that's
maybe
awesome.
Even a 3.99. So it's very exciting. Listen, I feel like a broken record.
Yeah.
When is there going to be a better time? When they have tax-free weekend, that's 10% off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the tax rate is about 9.25%. Mm-hmm. So tax-free weekend, what does everybody do? They rush out to go buy those school supplies, those book bags, exactly. those clothes for the kids. And that's what they do because it makes sense to save 10%. Well, folks, interest rates are 40% off. Do the math on that. That means your mortgage payment is just about 40% lower. Mm-hmm. Think about that. You're paying 40% less interest. And all the principal payment is going to your pocket in the form of equity.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you rush out and buy a home? Oh, wait, that's right. Everybody's doing that right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why we're so busy.
Exactly.
So it's an exciting time to be in our world, in the real estate, the mortgage world. Mm-hmm. And it's also an exciting time to be in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. Because folks are recognizing, hey, this is the best place to live on planet Earth.
And they're coming back here. As a matter of fact, one of our guests that'll be on today, we've got a special guest coming
up. Of course we do.
And I want to hear her story about where she's from and how she landed in Chattanooga, too. So we'll have that in the second segment. But you and I have talked to a lot of people, and people are migrating here. We had a guest a few weeks ago from Memphis. And she said that she came here and realized when she got to UTC, 7 of her classmates from Memphis were here. So we're really lucky that people are moving here and staying here. And even if they're going away to college, they're coming back here. And it is because we have so much to offer. I can tell you this, too. Jobs, we've got the jobs. We've got some of the lowest unemployment rate here in Hamilton County.
Amen.
Of any place across the U.S. And every week, this is what's exciting, not only about being in real estate, but being a county commissioner, is hearing all these new businesses that are coming here, locating here, and all the jobs that are being created every day. And these are high-paying jobs. So we're very, very, very fortunate. You're
and
exactly
not,
right.
Not to mention great schools, mm-hmm. not to mention low commute times. I'm excited about this this third lane they're putting in there,
oh,
in 75
yeah.
split. If you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, where we talk about real estate. We talk about mortgages, finance, all that good stuff. And we talk about the local community. Today, we do have a special guest, and I'm excited about that because I've already nicknamed her Eminem.
I know.
We'll talk more about that later. If you want something sweet, folks, you're going to have to stay tuned. But, hey, the decorating tips, the lawn care things we got going on.
We got all kinds of information for fall. We love fall.
Speaking of fall, let's jump into these mortgage payments.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's do a highlight moment here.
Go ahead.
Okay?
What's the address?
Let me tell you. This listing, about the only thing I have left, this seller has reduced this home drastically. This home initially came on the market at $325,000. We have dropped it to $299,000. The address is 9205 Tamara Lane in Hurricane Creek Subdivision in East Brainerd. Very desirable neighborhood. Zoned for those award-winning schools you're talking about,
yes.
Ben. This house, listen to this. This house has 3,900 square feet, almost 4,000 square feet, 4-bedroom, 4-bath. Now, you could have 5 or 6 bedrooms if you needed it in this house because the basement is finished. And there's an in-law suite and everything. But this house is situated. Now, tell me this isn't rare for a neighborhood on almost 2 acres.
Whoa.
In a cul-de-sac. So all the privacy you want, large yard, safe cul-de-sac for the kids to play in. This house is not going to last long. Can you imagine in this market, almost 4,000 square feet for $299?
Well, here's what I can tell you. First of all, $299 is not much above the median price in Hamilton County.
Exactly.
But it's not even close when you think about the 2 acres.
Exactly.
When you think about the privacy in the cul-de-sac. 3,900 square feet, I think that's wow. If you have a big family, you've got to rush over to Tamara Lane. 9205 Tamara Lane. Okay, I've had enough time. I've put the payments in. Folks, do you have $30,000 down? You can buy a 3,900 square foot home with $30,000 down and your payment. And I hold your breath, folks.
Yeah.
Hold your breath. Principal, interest, we're not including taxes and insurance yet because that's debatable on what that's going to be. But it's usually about $200 to $300.
So this is in the county, so it's going to be low taxes.
Woohoo! I like it.
No city taxes.
I like it. In the wonderful East Brainerd area.
Zoned for Westview Elementary.
That's the second best elementary school, in my opinion.
East Hamilton Middle High School, which is the newest.
Yeah, it is the newest, and it's booming because it's about 10 years old now.
Exactly.
All right, so check this out. $30,000 down, $300,000 purchase price. That's a $270,000 loan amount. You're getting a 3.75. We're going to assume you got a 720 credit score on a 30-year loan is $1,250 a month. Now, let me tell you something.
$1,200 a month.
That's before tax and insurance, so add a few hundred bucks. Call it $1,550.
You can't rent a two-bedroom. One bath home for that.
Yeah.
And this is a 4,000 square foot home on almost 2 acres in a private cul-de-sac, very desirable neighborhood in East Brainerd. And you can get this home for $1,250 a month.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
That's very affordable.
I'm telling you. For the family, and if you're a family, you got kids in school, perfect home. You can go, anybody listening, just go look at the pictures online. You'll be thoroughly impressed. SabrinaRealty.com. You can go to my website right now. SabrinaRealty.com. Check it out.
Or better yet, you can call Sabrina right now, 499-7780.
Yep.
That's 499-7780. Schedule your appointment today. Get this home on Tamara Lane.
Not going to last long.
9205 Tamara Lane. It will be gone, folks. You've got to call Sabrina today. 499-7780. You know what? I'm excited. That home's going to sell.
Exactly. And I'm excited about our show today, too. I'm excited. I've told you, fall is my favorite time of year.
Well, it's so, my wife's indeed. So.
And yeah, we talk about fall. We talk about it being almost mid-October now.
Yeah.
I mean.
Campfires.
And the only thing we've been missing are the cooler temperatures. So I'm so glad things are cooling down. We're going to talk about what you need to do to keep that lawn maintained. We're going to talk about a lot of tips for fall. And we're going to bring in a very, very special guest. Ben, we love bringing in entrepreneurs and people that start their own businesses and everything. We love supporting local businesses. We do that week after week, every opportunity we have here on the
And that's what we are. We're small businesses here in Chattanooga, so we want to make an impact on other small businesses. We're so blessed to be able to have a radio show where we can get the word out and talk to the community about things going on in our industry, but we love to bring other businesses in to talk about their industry. And it's amazing, isn't it, Sabrina, how it just kind of intertwines right into the real estate market.
It does.
So when we come back, we will have our special guests, and stay tuned.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com
805-9100, homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And Ben, it is time to bring our special guest into the studios this morning. We have my friend Misty Bolt in, better known as Medicare Misty. And, you know, I am blessed that I have so many friends that are good Christian friends, women and guys, but that have a calling on their life. You know, we've had, you remember Linda Buckner who came in?
Absolutely.
And she works with senior citizens. She feels called to, and I love seniors. And Misty is another one of those special individuals who has a special calling. And so I'm so excited to have her in the studios, Medicare Misty, which Ben's already nicknamed you M&M, which I like that. That's
the
pretty
female
catchy.
M&M.
Exactly. Exactly. So for our listeners out there, because we always like to have folks on who have started their own business, who are local, who have maybe a neat service no one knows about or maybe they need to know about. We like to highlight all that on our show. So kind of share with our listeners who Misty Bolt is, Medicare Misty, kind of who you are, where you're from, how you got started,
sure,
and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm from Oklahoma, Enid, Oklahoma, born in Ponca City, moved to Enid, was raised in Enid, graduated from Enid. My grandparents lived in Chattanooga,
uh-huh,
wanted to go to college, knew that there had to be something bigger and better out there
than Enid.
Yeah, I've never heard of
then
that.
Enid,
so
it's smaller than Saudi Daisy.
Oh, wow.
We got a Walmart and we were really excited.
Oh, wow.
So we went in the country. We were country.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But I came here to go to college. Was actually supposed to be a sugar mock because I danced in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that. Ended up joining a sorority, gaining 15 pounds from the freshman 15, and loved it.
Yeah.
Ended up graduating and fell in love with the city. And stayed.
We love that.
That's a typical Chattanooga girl right there.
I loved it.
Converted.
Converted. And now I'm officially a Chattanoogan longer than I've been an Okie.
Okay.
So you've been here how long now?
Since 1993. So
oh, wow.
20, what is that? Math guy.
Yeah. 26 years.
26 years on the nose. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And I moved, for a job to Iowa for about 3 years, so,
mm-hmm,
and then I moved back, of course, like you're talking about, people, when home's home, when you know
exactly
it,
yeah,
come back, so
exactly.
I came back.
Oh, that's so cool.
Fell in love, and worked at Unum, and Unum had a layoff, and then worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and then Blue Cross Blue Shield had a layoff because of the healthcare reform, and that's when Medicare Misty kind of developed. I had been working with HealthSpring. I opened up the office here, is how it came about. I wanted pharmaceutical.
Uh-huh.
Interviewed 25 times.
Oh, my goodness.
For pharmaceutical.
Wow.
And had my mindset of this is what I want to do. And I'd worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and they said, you know, if you work at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, you're going to be able to get a job as a pharmaceutical. Everybody was going that way. So I was like, that's what I want to do.
Why is that? Because that don't make any sense.
Well, they give
well,
you a
then
car. Oh, is about Enterprise or about why they wanted pharmaceutical?
Well, I mean, about how that helps you transition into getting
well,
a pharmaceutical.
Well, Enterprise Rent-A-Car teaches you everything about business.
Okay.
How to run it.
Okay, gotcha.
And which is kind of, you know, a blessing to me of how, you know, my business got started.
Mm-hmm.
How to market,
mm-hmm,
how to, you know, do employees,
okay,
how to grow your branch.
And do the dirty work, too.
Yes.
You had to wash
yes,
cars at
I did
12 midnight, right?
Yes, in 150 degrees in a
oh
suit.
Or in 20 degrees with
yes,
it freezing to death. No,
yes.
Enterprise is known for that. They,
yes,
they
I didn't know
they,
that.
They've always recruited student athletes. That it's big on, would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
and young people.
They're very unique, a niche methodology.
Okay.
Not too far off from what I do, mm-hmm, in a sense, because that's how I recruit. I recruit at job fairs at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yeah.
We just had one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I used to do that. I haven't done that in 2 years. So that's a great, great avenue.
Okay. So you're from Oklahoma. You came to Tennessee. You even tried to leave Tennessee at one point.
I did.
You're back in Tennessee because you can't leave home.
No.
This is your home.
Yes.
So your grandparents, you know, they lived here,
mm-hmm,
and
on the mountain.
Yeah. Okay, Signal or Lookout?
No, Saudi, Mowbray.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Montlake, whichever one you want to call it.
Right.
It was
right.
Mowbray before Montlake.
So, how did you? Okay, so you wanted to be a pharmaceutical sales,
mm-hmm,
but you ended up doing the Medicare thing. So tell us about how you got started in that.
Well, I was just telling Sabrina, it's a God thing because my focus was, pharmaceutical, because they give you a car, they give you a gas card, all this fancy stuff, and you're with doctors and hospitals. And so I said that where I wanted to go, but they just kept saying no, no, no. And the lady today that's been my biggest mentor came and interviewed, and it was funny. She interviewed me at Unum, and she said, you know what? And they kept saying, you don't have any outside sales experience. And I was like, well, how am I going to get it? I mean, how do I get it if you're not going to give me a chance?
Exactly.
And they said, well, inside sales, because at that time I was inside sales with Unum, doesn't really do well if you go from inside to outside. We've had not good luck with that. And I was like, well, give me a chance. So the lady from HealthSpring said, you know what? I like you. I can teach you the product, but what I can't teach is personality.
Yeah.
And
well,
she
you have
said,
a great personality.
Thank you. And
you
I was young that at that time. So she said, everybody will love you like you're, you know, you're their grandchild because you're that old. And I thought, well, will they know that I know what I'm talking about? And then when I started, so every senior, the pain of when this time comes or the pain of getting on Medicare, I felt their pain.
Yeah.
Because I remember I went up to the lady, her name was Lisa, and I said, I think you've got the wrong girl. I can't, I don't understand this stuff. It's too hard. I'm never going to get it.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad I started out that way so that I can actually feel what they feel when they're, when this time of the year comes or when they're getting on Medicare, because it's so hard and they're getting inundated with so much information on this one is the best. And then you see a commercial, this one is the best. So, when I started with HealthSpring, I thought, okay, I'm going to stay here. And I thought her and I were going to be a duo forever. Well, life happens, and she moved to Florida. And then Humana came to me and said, hey, you're not, they're not paying you enough. Come over here. And so I went to Humana, worked my way up. That's how I got to Iowa, is I moved to Iowa for a sales position.
Yeah.
Sales manager position. And I had the whole state of Iowa, which is pretty big, but also very cold.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You were going
to
Vermont?
Oh, yeah.
How does corn grow up there?
Very big and very wide.
Yeah.
But I decided, it was 9 months out of the year. It was blizzards, like snow was up to your garage.
What?
Yes. And I remember we were out there trying to get the snow off. And at that time, my fiance's beard was icicles on
it. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, what did you do to me? He took me from this to this. So Blue Cross offered me a position to come home, and they got me back home to do the Medicare here. And then when the healthcare reform, they decided to get rid of the whole Medicare department and let the under 65 people do it. And that's how Medicare MISTI came about. I just decided, okay, I think God was telling me already, you can do this. But I was so scared at that time. I was a single mom. So I had, bills, insurance, and I've always had that, and I was just scared, and I think that's why a lot of people don't do their own business, is because they're scared.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, my parents were 17 when they had me, and they always talked about owning their own business. Even my grandpa always talked about, because they were big truckers, and they said, we're going to start our own trucking company. I just remember going,
did they ever do that?
Never.
Oh,
never. I'm the first business owner, plus the first one to ever graduate college on both sides of the
family. Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
So how long have you owned your own business?
Since 2011, so 9 years.
Okay, wow. So what do you do for folks? What do folks need to know today that you do for them?
Well, I'm a broker, so what that means is I can do any product. So I'm not telling you that just my product is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I do all products.
And you do life insurance, Medicare, long-term care, and all that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Okay. My main focus is Medicare. Mm-hmm. I have life insurance agents that work for me. I have 14 agents that work for me here in Chattanooga, and I'm in 10 other states also. But here, I just do Medicare, and then if they want life, I usually pass it on to my agents that are experts.
Because you're focused on Medicare.
Yeah.
So if someone has Medicare questions, you're like the matrix. you're the matrix of Medicare questions, because that means you can absolutely give them the answers they need. Because I know seniors are asking, oh goodness, what's it going to be this year? What's coming next?
Well, I would imagine there's a lot of changes, rapid changes, and a lot to keep up with. But do you only work with seniors?
No, also people that are on disability. So if they're disabled, they can get Medicare after 2 years if they qualify.
Okay.
So I've worked from 18 to 102.
Yeah. So do you work with a lot of veterans too?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because I hate to see this, seniors getting taken advantage of. Absolutely. And it seems like seniors are a big target for a lot of companies to take advantage of. Yeah. Do you get a lot of clients that have been taken advantage of that are paying too much for insurance and stuff that you're able to help and save them money?
And it's what we get a lot of. There's a lot of benefits out there, like extra help for prescriptions, to get your Medicare premium paid for, to get Medicaid to pay that 20%, that a lot of brokers won't take time to do that application because that's really not, you know, our job qualification. But our agents and I all make sure that they have all the extra help that they're available for. You know, they give them a book, red, white, and blue book, that says, here's Medicare, you know, go figure it out. But we try to do the extra stuff to say, hey, do you know you're eligible? Like, they have insulin. You know, I'm going to decide, am I going to eat or I'm going to pay for my insulin?
Exactly.
And so they're being in the field for so long, we've learned a lot of tricks and trades to help them save on top of what's available from the government to get help and support to get that paid for. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I would think that you have to go through a lot of red tape and stuff, too, in compliance.
Yes.
I mean,
and that I'm not part of the federal government is what I have to say, you know, disclaimer all the time, that I'm not affiliated, not endorsed by the federal government, meaning I'm an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. I'm not with Medicare.
Yeah.
So that's a red compliance tape that a lot of people, what you're talking about, seniors getting taken advantage of, they'll say they're with Medicare.
Yeah.
And then they get and they're not. Yeah,
that is terrible.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't know.
So then their trust
that.
Blinders go up, so to speak.
Yes. And same thing, the Medicare card change. They took the Social Security number off their Medicare card this year, and it's caused a lot of people to call in and say, I need to get your new card. I need your Social Security number.
Wow.
And that, you know, the IRS and Social Security do not call anybody. Well, now they're even starting to do letters, copycat letters, and they're misspelling stuff, you can tell. But if you're, you know, from a older population that you know, didn't read, didn't write, you're not catching these little things, and the address is wrong. Well, you don't think I'm going to Google this address to see if it's right. So the scammers
are
getting smarter.
Using Google is hard enough, you know, so for some folks.
They don't have smartphones.
That's right. Well, Missy, I want you to stick around if you can.
Okay.
Next segment, and you can even get into some of the fall tips with us. But when we come back, I want you to tell folks how to get in touch with you.
Okay.
And we'll be back here in just a minute.
Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. We just helped a sonographer and her family refinance one of their rental properties and get $81,000 cash out in order to buy another rental property. We beat his previous rate by almost 1%. Folks, real estate can be one of the proven best investments for your financial future. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, folks, at 805-9100. That number again, 805-9100, to save money today. With rates this low, it's not a matter of if we can save you money. It's just a matter of how much. And A-plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau, your local mortgage company, is Home Rate Mortgage. Call us today, folks.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We have Medicare Misty. I like to
M&M.
You know, just perfect amount of sweetness. That's right. No, but you know, I apologize about this earlier. I didn't get your phone number out, Misty, and you know, for all you seniors out there, or folks that have questions even about disability care, and she can
Medicare, life insurance.
Yeah, Misty's owned her own business in the insurance world for 9 years. She focuses on Medicare folks, and she can answer your questions. She can get you. She doesn't just work for one company. She works for all of them.
Well, and what I really, really like about her is, you know, she said this is a calling, and she was led into this industry by God. Yeah. So that means a lot.
And not only that, she's from Oklahoma, and that's okay with me. So, but definitely a native of Tennessee at this point with, 26 years?
Yeah,
here.
22.
This is really awesome. Folks, if you would like to call Medicare Misty today, dial her up, 423-240-0794. That's 240-0794. Yes. That is correct, right?
And yes. There's okay. A lot of awesome. Information on your website, too. Yes. So what is your website?
MedicareMisty.com.
MedicareMisty.com.
You know, we love to promote small businesses, mm-hmm. and, you know, your business is growing. And thinking about folks aging. I mean, we're all aging. Yes. We're all thinking about tomorrow. Hey, I wonder what it's going to be like then. What am I going to need to overcome? Folks especially in the seniors range, they've got questions about their Medicare, how it changes,
oh, yeah.
how it will impact their lives financially, which impacts their lives totally.
Yes.
So, yeah. But one of the questions I kind of was thinking about is that if I'm in a senior's shoes, their biggest concern is how am I going to make it through retirement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're worried about putting food on the table, exactly. buying clothes, keeping that heat bill paid for, especially as it gets colder.
Yeah.
And taking care of their family. So how do you help them, you know, how do you answer that question to them? How do I afford to retire?
What I try to do is make Medicare simple, you mm-hmm. know, because that's the biggest thing first is, you know, there's so many choices, so many options. I don't want to make the wrong choice because working for a company for a long period of time, they're making the choices for you.
Right.
So you don't realize how scary this choice is because, one, you've probably never been sick or you have been sick and you just don't want to make a wrong choice and everybody's saying that they're great,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the commercials and then there's brokers out here just like there's a ton of real estate out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make it as simple as possible and that's usually what I get is
that's
that,
huge.
Yeah, that you're a blessing. I understand it now. I mean, to a point that they understand more than this, just the here's my card.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to go through what the Medicare and You book, you know, tells them. But if you read it, it's like Greek to them, you know.
Right.
Just if I like were to read a law book or a real estate book, yeah. you know, it'd be all Greek to me.
Well, you know how you could be around someone for 5 or 10 minutes, you get a feel for their, you know,
yeah.
they're almost like a passion reader.
Aww.
I can tell you're very passionate.
Very.
I can tell you love what you do. And that should bode well in seniors' minds, knowing at the end of the day, they want to talk to somebody that cares.
Yes.
Because I want to talk to somebody that cares. Mm-hmm. And it just seems logical. And I love what you said. Make it simple.
Yeah.
You know, starts very simple. And then, you know, their complexity may be found, you know, what they really need. And then it'll be a little bit simpler to find that little complexity in their life because it might be about drug costs, specific yeah. drug costs that they really need to be getting to the answer on.
Yeah.
But that can make a big difference on what Medicare plan they choose, right?
Yes, yes. And that changes every year and each company is different. So they'll say what prescriptions they're not covering for the next year. So they get an annual notice of change letter. It's called ANOC. A lot of times they don't read it because, again, they're inundated with so much information.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's that called again?
Yeah, ANOC.
ANOC. ANOC.
Yeah.
Okay. But seniors know what that is.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to. But there's so much. I always say, you know, the one thing you need to know is my number.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about all
That's
the
true.
Other things. Know my number. Now, this time of the year, October 15th to December 7th, is annual enrollment for all Medicare beneficiaries.
Busy, busy, busy.
Okay, when's yes. the cutoff for that?
December 7th.
December 7th.
But you
okay.
have to start now.
That's right.
Yes, yes, please.
Well, what are the main changes you see coming up for 2020?
Well, and this is a funny part, too. So the Medicare New Book has been released for 2020,
mm-hmm.
but they have not told us whether their premiums changed, whether the deductibles changed. We don't usually find that out till November.
Wow.
Why they released the book before then, you know, so, which it actually gets people calling us because it's not in there. They can go to the Medicare.gov website and mm-hmm. find it, but it's another reason for them to call because they don't release it till then, so.
Are there usually a lot of changes? I mean, do you anticipate every year that there's going to be?
Usually, like last year, the deductible was 183. It went up to 185.
Okay. So
you know,
that,
it's
that
little
much.
Ones. Now, yeah. when the Medicare premium jumped from 99 to 120, that was pretty big for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 135 now. I don't foresee it, but I'm not going to, I don't know. I don't know any you know, I haven't gotten what it's going to be, but hopefully it won't be a big jump of what it's going to
be. Yeah, but 1% is not bad. You know, inflation's typically around 3% long term, so that's good.
Well, for seniors on a fixed income, though, you know, everything's going up.
Yes.
And when everything's going up, you know, like you said, your light bill, your water bill, your property taxes, everything does matter because it does add up. You know, it really, really, really does. And one thing that we've talked about, you know, like you, we try to keep up with the latest news. We try to forecast what's going to happen going into next year and what we can anticipate in the mortgage industry and the real estate industry. And one thing we've really discovered is that seniors are going to be a large group that's going to be driving the real estate market because they are now looking to downsize.
Yes.
And so, and I'm sure that you see this
all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
And that's why I like the house you were talking about, because I've got a client that is looking for a mother-in-law suite and for them to all fit together and to have acreage. So, you know, I've worked with you before on one of my clients too. They love the way that you are with them, the way that they feel comfortable, not pressured. And these two ladies have given up of finding something that they like, but maybe this is a godsend.
Well, you need
too.
To get them to call me.
I'm
going
to get them to call you.
But you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And you've got to walk people through the process, especially when you're providing a service. You know, it's a service industry. You've got to walk them through the entire process and really look out for them. You know, healthcare in general is it's a big topic, whether it's on the political scene or whatever. I mean, healthcare has really gone through some changes.
It has.
What do you think?
Well, on
the
Medicare
answer
side,
is, you know,
I think we're safe.
Okay.
You know, and
that's good.
Of course, I don't have a ball, ball.
Yeah.
We got a magic eight ball.
Well, we'll see what it says.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other healthcare, the ones that are uninsured,
right,
the ones that have families, the ones that can't afford it, the healthcare reform was not affordable. I mean, it people they could get it now, but they couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So Medicare is very affordable. For 80% of coverage, you pay $135.50 unless your income's higher, because if your income's higher, you're going to pay more. 80% coverage for a 75-80 year old, that's huge.
If you're 65 today, you turn 65 today, are you qualified for Medicare?
Yes. Okay. As long as you've worked 40 quarters, as long as to pay into the Medicare
field. 10 years, right?
Yes, 10
okay,
years.
40 okay. quarters is 10 years.
Yeah.
All right, so, but when do I'm 42. When do I qualify for Medicare?
65.
Oh, now, 65. Now, so it's always 65.
Even if you're self-employed, right?
Right.
Self-employed, okay.
Yeah. As long as you pay in those taxes.
Okay.
If you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on 106.9 Easy. And we have Medicare Misty, as I like to call her, M&M. And
local entrepreneur. Yep.
No doubt about it.
Another female-owned business. Not to discriminate against you guys.
Let's go 10 in a row.
Well, we did have the salmon guy on last week.
Or,
you know, so it's time to get another girl in the studios.
That's right.
But, okay. Fall is my favorite time of year.
Mine too.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes. Yes. I love my boots and my hats and all that stuff. So, and I see, you see Ben in here in shorts. He wears shorts
he
around.
Santa.
He's like my husband. Exactly.
Always hot.
So, let's talk about 7 things you must do to your lawn. Everybody wants beautiful lawn, beautiful landscaping, right?
Yeah,
you want that curb appeal.
Yes.
So these are 7 things you should do to your yard right now to ensure you have a beautiful lawn going into the fall. And I'm going to see if you guys do these.
Okay.
I don't. I'll go ahead and tell you I don't. Remove the leaves.
I
say remove the tree. I say remove the trees, and then you don't have to worry about the leaves, right? But remove the leaves. You have to do this because it's very, very bad for your grass, because it blocks the light and it traps moisture. So got to remove those leaves if you want a beautiful lawn.
Makes sense.
Yep. Keep cutting your lawn. Nobody wants to do that. See, I look forward to fall and winter getting there, so I don't have to cut it anymore, and I'm not paying my lawn guy in my office.
Keep cutting what, though?
You got to keep cutting your grass.
Oh, well,
to the correct height.
That's right.
To the correct height. And the experts recommend 2.5 to 3 inch height. Do you do this throughout?
Well, there's some neighborhoods that are very particular about that, Sabrina. Don't be you're going to have all kinds of questions at the local homeowners association meetings. Well, Sabrina told me this weekend that it should be 3 inches.
Don't start anything. Trust me. I get enough calls as it is.
No, but I mean, there's some neighborhoods that require 4 inches, which makes you have to cut it weekly.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, because it just goes up a quarter inch and it looks
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Are they going to take a ruler?
Oh, they do. They do, and they will.
That's crazy. Number three, continue watering your grass because you want to keep those roots well hydrated. Okay, going into the winter.
That makes sense.
A lot of people think you don't have to because there's a lot of dew and stuff on the grass this time of year, but you do need to continue watering it.
I mean, Tennessee's known to, like, once we get out of October, it gets really dry.
Oh yeah.
So I totally get that, and it does not rain enough. And lately, like here, just lately.
That's true. That is true. That is very true. So loosen the soil. You do this with an aerator.
Right.
You need to do that. Not only do you loosen the soil, though, but you have to come in behind it and add a fertilizer. You need to give your grass a lot of nitrogen and stuff like that to keep it healthy.
Yeah.
Where it'll look good.
But in some areas in Chattanooga, the nitrogen is abundant, so it's better to use a lawn care professional for some of these things.
Oh yeah.
And bottom line,
that's what I would have to do.
And remember, keep in mind, folks, if you want a home that is worth a lot of money,
exactly,
the outside is the first thing people see.
Yes.
Well, you want that curb appeal. You know, your family's gonna be coming over for Thanksgiving and stuff. You know, so you want your lawn to look good. Spread the seed. This is the best time of year to seed your grass.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Okay. Oh, yes, it absolutely is. People think spring is, but actually fall is. So throw out the grass seed, and it will, the thicker your lawn is, the more dense it is, the more it'll protect it against weeds and stuff, and the weeds won't take care. And the most important thing, number seven, is to stay on schedule. You got to keep doing it. So if you want a pretty lawn, you got the family coming over for Thanksgiving and stuff, you better start right now.
It's the same thing with the animals. I mean, you got to take care of your, you know, animals, your yard. You've got to stay on a schedule. You use a calendar and you put the little star or the little sticker on it when you did it, and then you know when you got to do it next. You just mark the calendar.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
We got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we will be wrapping up with the 14 easy fall tips for decorating. Folks, we'll be right back.
And with us is Jimmy Plumley, a sergeant with the Chattanooga Police Department. Jimmy, why were you looking for a mortgage company?
We decided that we wanted to find a house with a level lot, so we decided we want to sell ours and buy another one.
And why'd you choose Home Rate Mortgage?
We had heard the commercials on the radio, a little bit of investigation on the computer. We had actually used Spin before to do a refinance. They were very wonderful to work with.
And before you went to Home Rate, did you seek help from the banks?
We talked to a couple of banks, but this didn't really feel welcome. You got the feeling like you were the number. You had to go through the dial one for this and do this.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
It was easy. You just felt like you could contact Ben and Lindsay and be able to actually get a hold of them and talk to them.
So, Sergeant Plumley, what did you do with all the money you saved?
We bought an older house in the Hickson area. We're going to take the money and put it back into the house and do some upgrades.
I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt into one low fixed-rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 on this beautiful Saturday fall morning. Fall morning, and now we're talking everything fall.
Yay.
Medicare Misty said fall's her favorite time of year, too.
It's Tiffany's favorite.
Right?
Tiffany's my wife's favorite time of the year. Yes. You know, you got the fires.
Yes.
You know, outdoor fires.
Pumpkin smell.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, she buys those cinnamon brooms for one room.
Oh, I love
and
them.
And then, and yeah.
she,
y'all, she'll buy 27 pumpkins. And they'll be outside. And then we have pumpkins growing in the back edge of our yard because she'll destroy
them. I love it. Yeah. Love the smell. Okay, we were talking about me going to Vermont. So we went to this really neat country store. Okay. Huge, massive store. Took up a whole block. And we went in. You know, Vermont is famous for their maple syrup.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And,
oh, no doubt
and
about
cheddar
it.
Cheese. Oh, my gosh. I had the best mac and cheese with lobster in it while I was there.
Ooh, yummy.
Melted in your mouth, but it packs on in the booty area. Well, that, too. Hold on, I had to go to Pure Bar.
We didn't do our shout out to Pure Bar. Was that 501 or 503?
I did. I went to the Pure Bar while I was there.
What?
I kid you not. Yes, absolutely.
They're all over the country.
I drove over to Saratoga Springs in New York, about a 45-minute drive from where we were, and we spent the day there. But yes, I hit the Pure Bar.
I need Pure Bar's so national good. Corporation's address. I'm gonna need to invoice them for this show.
Yeah. I should be their mascot, you know. But anyway, but after the mac and cheese. So Vermont is famous for like cheddar cheese
and maple syrup.
Wow. So I had to go in this country store to buy all that. Well, they had all this stuff out too to tempt you that you could just walk up and taste test, you know. Mm-hmm. So we wandered up on this little stand and they had this pumpkin mix that you put in with cream cheese. Okay, you mix this little pumpkin mixture up with your cream cheese, eat it on your little sugar cookie. Oh my gosh. You want to talk about it melting in your mouth. I mean, so we had to buy that for everybody, but
did you buy me some?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I'm coming out to your car.
It's so good. So what? This time of year, love the pumpkins.
Yes.
Love the smells. The cinnamon, everything, just my favorite time of year. I mean, it feels so cozy to come in after being out and, you know, just a brisk cold day. I just love everything about it.
Yes.
So, for our listeners out there, we're going to talk about inexpensive ways you can start decorating your house right now for fall.
Okay.
And he was talking about his wife. You heard him talking about Tiffany buying all those pumpkins.
But pause 1 second. I know you got to get into this. Yeah. I know we've got short time,
no,
but this is more important, okay?
Yeah.
So, okay, we're small businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is not just for us. It's the time of year kids love Halloween.
Hay rides.
So, all I'm saying is
mazes.
Why don't we challenge each other to have a little, you know, like a where families, local families can bring their kids and have a pumpkin carving contest.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah.
We could do it at the park.
We do Heritage Park.
We could do it at Heritage Park and we could have a contest and then they get featured in the paper. I'll pay a few $400. Maybe the newspaper will donate this article with their picture in it. We'll get a first, second, third place. And then we can get the kids inspired to do something bigger in life because, man, you were big time. You were on the front page of the paper for that pumpkin carving.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do something with this.
And not to mention just getting kids to tap into their creative abilities.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
So those video games.
Exactly. Yeah, but I was just thinking that because it was like, you know, that's what it's about.
It's
about families.
Idea.
It's about, you know, and it's about giving kids a little inspiration.
Yeah.
If you can do that, you've actually done your calling.
Yeah.
That is our calling, folks.
Hey,
pass it on to the next generation.
If your kids are grown, do what I do. Go to a haunted house with them, right?
Yes.
If your heart can stand it.
When can kids go to a haunted house? You know, can they go to a haunted house by age 8 or 9? Or
my kids are 25, 26, 27.
Yeah, they're watching those scary movies and stuff like that.
They do.
Oh,
and you know what?
It's ridiculous.
Now, Mark has made me start right before Halloween watching all the Halloween series. There's like 6 or 7 or 8 movies.
Not
it's
watching
crazy.
It. Can't do it anymore.
No.
Watched it a lot when I was a kid. I can't do it.
That stuff's real.
Yeah. I'll lose sleep over it nowadays.
Yeah.
If I see something like that, it's like, whoa.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's get into
Let's finish your show.
All right. So, decorating with mini pumpkins. You were just saying, Tiffany, lives to go. And you can put these pumpkins anywhere, okay? You can put them on mantles. You can use them around centerpieces, however you want to do it, but make good use of those pumpkins. And you can buy all sizes.
Yes.
Right? This is something, too, Ben, that I think you'll like. Make a fall craft. And there's all kinds of things. This is something good to do with the kids, what you were talking about.
We do a ton of it.
Hey, moms, go out there, go to the dollar store. You can buy stuff at the dollar store. The Dollar Tree, oh, my gosh, I love that place. Exactly. Everything's a dollar.
Is that why?
It's so true.
And they've got an assortment of fall leaves in there right now, but there's all kinds of things. This is another activity you can do with your kids besides carving the pumpkin.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I like it.
Make a fall. And doesn't that mean something? You can display it and say, look what you made. You know, just really brag on your kid and everything. Preserve the fall leaves. When your leaves start falling, go out there and preserve them. And you can put this stuff on them to kind of, I don't even know what it's called, but anyway. And you can use those to decorate too. And you can set them around with your table centerpieces and
good.
All that. I'm showing them the picture.
Yeah, we're showing
picture.
Y'all through. Y'all see this on the radio now?
Exactly.
Look closely, y'all.
Yeah. And you can get a lot of stuff at the supermarket too, not just the dollar store, but stuff that you can use. I love this too. You know, if you've got like empty jars and stuff, you can go get different sizes of pumpkins and gourds and leaves and put them on your mantle.
Yeah, that looks gorgeous. This is what Tiffany does all day.
And this is inexpensive.
Yeah.
You can buy this for nothing.
And you can get gourds, you know, they're cheap too. Yep. So you mix them with the pumpkins, lean the pumpkins against gourds.
And like you said, buy pumpkins or gourds or even the little squashes of all sizes. All sizes. Just have them kind of random and everything and put them on your mantle. Make your fireplace look.
I know. I like that one.
Well, look at this amazing one. I love this. Okay, so this picture has like a chair and they've just got it set out on the porch. And is that not a beautiful welcoming piece? It's got a mom with the pumpkins on each side, leaves falling down. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, and it's got a lot of white there.
And this doesn't cost anything. Well, you can get the pumpkins, the squash, in a variety of colors. Yeah. You want to mix it up.
Yeah.
Get different sizes, different colors, that kind of stuff. You can make fall pumpkin candles.
That's 25 pumpkins right there at the front door.
But you know, you know what else you can do with pumpkins? I thought this was a neat idea too. You can carve them out. You were talking about carving them out and everything. You can make them candle holders.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, so let the kids carve out the pumpkin, and we're talking about a small pumpkin, and make a candle holder out of it.
Oh, out of a small one. So you carve out the middle, and then boom, you put the candle there. Okay.
You need to let Catalina do this at home. You guys need to teach
gracious.
Her. Tap into her creative skills. Yes. Yes,
yeah,
get her to do this.
That'll be fun. I'll video that for you.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
And make sure that you're doing the decor in the kitchen as well. You can put this on your serving plate, whatever you have. And this is just getting your house ready for fall. I'll tell you guys something I've started doing. I had this random idea. So I bought this white tree. It was a Christmas tree at, I think it was at Michael's last year. They had them on sale. But it's a very tall, skinny tree. I love it. And it's pre-lit, but it's all white. It's beautiful.
Right. We did the same thing.
So I bought this for my kitchen last year and started decorating it. So what I told my husband after I took down the Christmas decorations, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if I can start decorating, keep our white tree out year-round and start decorating it for every season.
Oh, yeah.
Put pumpkins on it.
I did. Amazon. You can go to Amazon and find anything. Okay.
Yes, I love it.
So I've got the Valentine tree. I've got the St. Patty's tree.
That is great. You can go
through every single month. July the 4th, I've got the tree. Right now, I've got my tree decorated for Halloween. It is so cute. And it's got all kinds of stuff on it. So as soon as Halloween's over, I'm bringing out the fall. So I'll have a month of November with a fall and a lot of pumpkins and stuff like that. I've got some scary pumpkins on it right now, but I'll have some really nice pumpkins later. But that's just something I've started doing. You can get those trees very cheap.
Yeah,
we've already watched Hocus Pocus like 3 or 4 times.
I love that. But anyway, I think what's neat about all of these is that it's a do-it-yourself. You know, you can make these centerpieces so neat. And this one I love.
Wow.
You guys look at this. So you go out. Wow. You need to cut your trees back this time of year, right? Take one of your branches, clean it off really good, lay it on a long table, and just lay your pumpkins, your squash, and different things around it. Is this not so creative?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's amazing what these people
birchwood
think of.
Yeah, birchwood looks so good. Is that birchwood? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks so good for decorating, and especially with all the orange pumpkins around it and yellow squat, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
And I love this, too. Use nature. We were talking about, going through the mazes with the corn stalk and everything.
Yes.
But look, use those corn stalks. I mean, this doesn't cost anything.
No.
You know, as you walk up on a porch, have your corn stalk, have your homemade wreath with leaves all over it, with some pumpkins and your mums and all that. I mean, does this not
put some color in your life at your house and give it that curb appeal? That's how you sell a house, you know, the curb appeal.
Exactly. Yeah. And mums, you know, as your flowers die, it's easy just to put your mums out there and everything. And so mums, you were sharing, did you actually kept your pumpkin on your porch year-round?
Yeah. We're ready. 365 days.
Well, I haven't been in the mood to go too overboard yet. I was waiting on the cool weather, but now that the cool weather's here, I'm going to do some
all
in stuff.
All in. No doubt about it. It's been a great show today.
Absolutely.
We've had Medicare Misty. Folks, you can reach her right now at 240-0794. That's 423-240-0794. You can also go to MedicareMisty.com.
And if you're out shopping for a house this weekend, we've got to tell our listeners how to get in touch with us, Ben.
Indeed. If you want to buy a home, obviously you know who to call. Her name is Sabrina Smedley. She is not just our commissioner helping businesses shine in District 7 and all of Chattanooga, but she's also selling every house in Chattanooga.
499-7780.
499-7780. It's got a jingle to it.
My go-to company to get someone pre-qualified, 805-9100.
Yes,
gotta
you just,
call the fine
and,
folks
and
at
you
Home
sent
Rate
someone
Mortgage.
To us the other day that spoke Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and you got somebody bilingual. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
We do help you if you need bilingual services and also Russian. We've got two.
Wow.
We've got three Russian loans in the pipeline right now.
Ben's got it going on.
Yeah. So, and of course, you guys know that number, 805-9100. You can go to HomeRateMortgage.com. Hey, we've talked about rates today. We've talked about fall decorating tips, which I think, and we threw that challenge out there on the pumpkin carving. We need to get the kids involved in that. That's fun.
Let's do it.
The 7 lawn care, musts that you have to do right now. Folks, it's been a great show. We will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.